Okay, so my observation, or my scripture was verses 12, 13, and 14. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." Well, originally, when I read this, and I read this several times in the I usually use the NIV, and I read it several times, and I read it in verses 7 through 9, I was like, man, that don't even make sense grammatically. And so I read it in another translation, the New American Standard Bible, and I was like, well, that it makes a little more sense now. And let me just say, with translations, those two translations, the NASB it's more literal than the NIV. It translates more word for word. The NIV is more thought for thought. And I've always been used to the NIV, so that's why I read it. And also, the NIV is usually easier to read, but oddly enough, it was the other way this time. But it helped me to understand those verses better. But anyway, that's what I got stuck on to start with. But after I read it and understood that, this 12 through 14 is what stuck out to me. Eli's reaction to Hannah. Eli assumed something about Hannah's situation. And I love the part about that you talked about her husband, because I had never really picked up on that before. I always thought that he was saying that in kind of an encouraging way, but the way that you put it, it's more like, it's more like, well, that just really sounds a whole lot different, doesn't it? You know, tone makes a big difference, doesn't it? So anyway, so Eli assumed something. He assumed, you know what happens when you assume? And I won't say that in church. He assumed the worst. And he was totally wrong. Like 180 degrees wrong. And the application that I made was, that's human nature. We make assumptions. And almost always when we do that, we often assume that when someone has trouble, it's of their own doing, right? But there are also many other assumptions that we make. And that assumption just happens to be the one that Eli made. So instead of making assumptions, when we see something, when we observe something, we need to grab the remote and push the old pause button, which stands for be quiet and be a supporting, caring, loving, praying person until the wounded party is ready to talk about it. That stands for pause. I know, it doesn't really fit, does it? There's no P in there at all, is there? Be quiet. Be a supporting, caring, loving, praying person until the wounded party is ready to talk about it. The other thing that I observed about assumptions, and I had the help of a frog today to make this observation. So I have one of those plastic tubs in my backyard that I catch rainwater with, that I put on my raised garden bed, because, you know, rainwater for some reason makes crops grow better than hose water. And so I went to dip some out to put on my cabbage, and there was a frog swimming around inside the plastic tub. And I've used some of it, and so there's probably a lip about that high from the water to the top of the tub, and I'm thinking, well, what do I do? Because frogs like water, but do they like that much water? And can he get out of there? So here I am making an assumption. What do I do here? And I had this lesson on my mind. I'm like, what do I do? Do I assume that the frog needs help and fish him out? Or do I assume that the frog is fine and leave him in there? Well, should I practice the pause and just stand there and pray for him and not do anything?
It'd be more entertaining once you get him.
Well, I had an implement that I could scoop him out with, so. But I was like, what do I do? See, that's the dilemma that we hit sometimes when we have an opportunity or we see somebody that's hurting and we don't know whether we should or we shouldn't. So what I did was I got my little garden trawl out and I fished him out.
Good.
And I didn't say a thing. I didn't give one word of advice or correction or condemnation to that frog at all. I just was there to help and I kept my mouth shut.
I'm sure the frog appreciated it.
I really hope so. Or it ruins the whole illustration. So how about just love people? Pray for them. Cry with them. And let God say what needs to be said.
But, don't judge them.
And don't judge them. Don't judge them. You know, if the help is taking them a casserole, do that. But don't speak. Just tell them you love them, give them a hug, and be there for them. And when they're ready to talk, they will. Let's pray. Lord, help me to be sensitive to those who are hurting and need help. In my desire to love my neighbor, it's often easy to make the situation worse. So instead of opening my mouth and sticking my foot in it, remind me to open my heart to those who need an extra helping of your wonderful love and grace. Amen.